Donald Trump honors Jimmy Carter, we all owe him a debt of gratitude. By Paul Bois on December 29, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump honored former President Jimmy Carter upon hearing of his death at age 100, graciously remembering him as a man who did his best to improve the lives of all Americans. The president-elect honored the now-deceased former president in a post on his Truth Social account Sunday. I just heard of the news about the passing of President Jimmy Carter. Those of us who have been fortunate to have served as president understand this is a very exclusive club, and only we can relate to the enormous responsibility of leading the greatest nation in history, Trump wrote. The president-elect then graciously characterized Carter's tenure, which followed President Nixon's Watergate scandal and the fall of South Vietnam under President Gerald Ford, as one that came at a pivotal time for our country. The challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country, and he did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, we all owe him a debt of gratitude, Trump wrote. Melania and I are thinking warmly of the Carter family and their loved ones during this difficult time. We urge everyone to keep them in their hearts and prayers, he concluded. As Breitbart News reported, Jimmy Carter lived longer than any other president in U.S. history and led a political legacy that lasted several decades past his single term from 1977 to 1981 before he was defeated by Ronald Reagan in a landslide election. Carter was the first president to embrace an outlook that focused on America's flaws. He installed solar panels on the White House and tried to set an example of frugality, donning a sweater instead of turning up the heat. His approach was typified by what became known as the Malaise Speech in 1979, in which he encouraged the nation to consume less. His dour demeanor and his zeal for continued sacrifices caused voters to turn away. Reagan defeated Carter in 1980 by hammering the incumbent Democrat on the state of the economy, by promoting a foreign policy of peace through strength, and by offering a more optimistic outlook on America. Carter's death came just a little over a year after his wife, Rosalynn Carter, passed away at 96. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.